A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue, that I might know how to speak to the weary a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning, he opens my ear that I might hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. God is near, who upholds my right. If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right? Let him confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong? The word of the Lord. In today's world, who are the weary that need a word to rouse them? There are many, but some are, might include, the women and children who are bought and sold or treated like slaves. Environmentalists, who work to save the natural world from destruction. Congressmen and women, and all those against gun violence, who are not able to pass gun control legislation. The young men and women who try to live out their dignity as God's children in a world that is constantly ridiculing them. Parents who sacrifice to keep their children in Catholic schools, and administrators who work so hard to keep it affordable. The men and women who struggle each day with mental and physical illnesses. What word will rouse these people and all of us when we're discouraged? As we enter into the sacred Triduum celebrations, we might consider the lessons learned. Good overcomes evil. Life conquers death. Truth trumps lies. But to the truly weary, these words might sound like platitudes. Nice statements meant to make us feel better for a while without much to back them up. In the end, we must rely and trust in only one thing. God has experienced our weariness and is united with us in our struggle for right, as Isaiah emphasized at the end of our reading. See, the Lord God is our help. Who will prove us wrong? That will give us courage to carry on.